The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Micha Cohen.
Simon Reish Hei, Din Sudas Havra. The Sudas Havra is the first meal after the deceased person is buried, and it's given to the mourners. And basically the concept is that this first meal, they should not eat their own food, but others should prepare it for them. Now, there are a number of reasons given for why we have this idea of making the Sudas Havra, that others should give the food. And one reason is because since the mourner is grieving, so therefore he doesn't think about himself, because he doesn't feel any will to live. So therefore others should see to that he eats and should bring him food in order that he should take care of himself. Another idea, similar idea, is brought by Levush, that says Shezeh b'chlal nechama, this is part of the consolation, Shemam la'ovel shemasim ma'isa libon v'lo yishlechal gavam, the fact that people show that they care about the mourners, so that showing of caring helps them deal with their loss. There is another reason that there's some sort of ruach ra, evil spirit, on the food of the ovel, and that's the reason it's brought as well. But the main reason seems to be that the idea is that others are showing that they care about him and that the ovel should take care of himself. There's another interesting reason given, which is sort of the opposite of some of the things we said, which is that because the person's grieving, so if he'll just busy himself with eating his own food, so he'll eat so much as a way of sort of coping, that he'll totally forget about the deceased and just drink and eat and totally forget about the one that passed away. So sort of balance that out, other people give him what to eat, and by doing that, he sort of eats more the right amount and in the proper way. Now, with that background in mind, we can begin learning the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Sif Aleph. Ha'avel, B'yam Rishon, Ha'avel on the first day, also Le'lechol Suda HaRishon HaMishaloi, he's not supposed to eat the first meal from his own food. Mitzvah Al-Sheinov, and it's a mitzvah on the neighbors, Shishlechu Le'lechol Suda Rishonah, they should send them food for that first meal. Mitzvah Suda Havra, and it's called the Suda Havra. U'tchilas HaSuda Tebe Beitzim, Adashim, the beginning of the meal should be with eggs and lentils, shemagulim, that they're around, velam peh, they have no mouth. Why? Because shkemaya avil shein le peh, that just like the avil has no words to express what happened to him, so too these foods, they are round, and they don't have an opening, and therefore they sort of express that idea. Another idea is the fact that they're round is also to show that life is a circle, and it keeps and it keeps beginning again. So therefore, even though it looks like it's the end, but it's a beginning as well. Some also have the custom of eating a roll or a piece of bread that also is in that shape, that's in a round shape. Now the Kitzur continues. V'achar zemutu lechol kol ma'achol v'afilu basar. Now, once they have these traditional foods that show the morning, so then obviously the Velma are usually very hungry. They could eat any food, even meat, because as we learned before, the restriction of eating, of drinking wine and eating meat is on an einein, is on a person who's waiting for the relative to be buried, but once the relative is buried, then we'd be allowed to eat meat. Mutalish dais ktas yayin, and they're allowed to drink a little bit of wine, b'secha suda, within the meal, could it literally some ayah b'meyev, just to make it easier to digest the food, but not to drink too much, because again, that would be inappropriate. The Yesh Aymrim, some say, the kol ha'arishon asher loy le'echol mishaloi, some are of the opinion that the first day of the morning, the whole day, the avo should not be eating his own food, afilu oichol kam pa'am b'yom, even if he eats a few times during the day. This seems to be not the main opinion. The main opinion is that once the avil has this meal from others, from the food of other people, then he would be allowed to eat his own food. However, there is an opinion that says for that whole day, he should not be eating his own food. Sif Beis. Im ein roitz lechol b'yom ad ha'layla. Now, what happens if the mourner did not want to eat that day? So he's just going to wait. He's just going to fast until the night. Kivan shavar ha'yom. Once the day passes, mutar lechol mishalai, then he's allowed to eat from his own. Now, it's just important to explain that the idea of eating the first meal from other people, the way it's brought in halacha is that there is a prohibition on the mourner to eat his own food until he has that meal. Now, there's going to be a question that we're going to discuss. What about a snack? What about drinking? What are other things? But the point is, he has that prohibition for the first day. Now, once the first day passes, then he would be allowed to eat his own food. And that's what the Kitzur is explaining over here in this halacha. And therefore, Mishahu Dar Yechidi Bekfar. So a person who's living alone, v'ein mishi yishlach lo sudas avra, the person's living alone in some little village, and no one's there to send them food, nachan shi'is'ana ad ha'layla, the kitzur recommends him fasting until the night. Im kamakam, im ein yachal l'sa'anais, if he cannot fast, ein amchuyiv l'saris atzmai, he's not obligated to paint himself, he's allowed to eat his own food. So again, what the Kitzur is bringing over here, and the Nitei Gavriel discusses this more at length, which is that really, if a person does not have others to bring him food, and he's hungry, and usually that's the case because, you know, the mourners are very weary from traveling and everything else, so they would be allowed to eat their own food. So it's not an obligation to fast. However, the Kitzur does recommend that if it's possible, the person does not need to eat, that they should wait to eat until later. Now, obviously, it's a very big mitzvah for the people around to be aware of this and to help the person out, but we're talking in a situation, obviously, that he's alone and there's no one there to help. Now, there's another important question over here, which is, what exactly is prohibited? So, some are the opinion that he's not allowed to eat or drink or have a snack, or anything, until he has this suda hafra, this first meal given to him by other people. However, many paiskim, the Abi Aimer and others, understand that drinking is permitted. Not only drinking, but many say things that are not eaten as a suda, as a meal, not even just a snack, a piece of fruit or something like that, will be permitted also for the avil to eat if he needs to, before he has the actual formal suda. Now the Kitzur continues with Sif Gimel. Isha Nesua, a married woman, she'ira lo evel, that she became a mourner, say her parents passed away. Asur lechol suda harishayna mishal baila. She cannot eat the first meal from the husband. Dekivan shu mechuyiv lo zayna, because he is obligated to give her food. One of the obligations that a husband has in the ksuba is to give the wife proper food. So shalohi, then it's hers. Now, this is sort of an interesting concept here, and this could be part of a greater discussion, which is, in general, if I'm living in someone else's house, and they're obligated to feed me, so is that food considered mine or not mine? Now, there's a famous story that's brought in the response in the Tshuvas and the Marit, which is that there was a fellow who was at some sort of Sudas Mitzvah, maybe a wedding, and he picks up an apple and he gives it to a woman there, and he says, "Hariyat Mekudash Asli, that you, I'm making you into my wife by giving you this item of value." And the question was, is that considered to be a valid Kedushin? Because we know, in order to perform a Kedushin, the item, the ring, has to belong to the groom. And here he just picked it off the table. So you could argue that he only had permission to eat the food, but it wasn't necessarily his. And the Marit seems to be back and forth about that. Another situation you have, which is similar, would be that on the first day of Sukkot, when one takes a lulav and esrog, it needs to be theirs. Now, what about if a family member taking the lulav, does it have to be specifically given to them? Or do we say, since it all belongs to the family, it's theirs? And the Aruch HaShulchan says an interesting approach, wants to say that it's all collective. But in any event, over here at least, it definitely seems that since the husband has obligation to provide the wife food, so the food of the house is considered hers, and therefore, as far as the Suda Sahara is concerned, it has to be other people's, it's not going to be considered to be someone else's food that she would be able to eat it. Now the Kitzur continues, V'chein mi sheyesh lei socher, and so to someone who has a worker, im oichel b'scharoi, if part of the payment is that they're able to eat, ve'iru eva, and they become a mourner, lo yechel suda rishayna mishal baal bai shalai, should not eat the first meal from the employee, because again, the basic idea is that if you're obligated to feed someone, so then already that food cannot be considered someone else's, it has to be considered theirs. Well, Mishu Zan Yasam, but what about a person who allows a orphan to live at their to live in the house or eat at their table, Ibnoy Obitoy, or a child, right? Because technically, after the age of six, a person's not obligated to feed a child. Believe tonight, so they didn't make up that he's obligated to feed them, it's just he does it because he's a good person. V'irim Evel, and then they became a mourner, Yechel Lachem Mishalai, then they could eat his, She'ein Zayis Mishalahem, it's not theirs. So the bottom line is if the person's obligated to give you the food, then it's considered your food, and therefore you cannot, it's not considered someone else's, and it should not be eaten as the first meal. However, if the person is not obligated to give you the food, even if they regularly do so, then it would be considered someone else's food, and it could be used for this first meal. Now let's continue with Sif Dalet. Isha, a woman, ain la noshim l'havrasa, so it's not proper for men to bring her this meal. El noshim l'havrasa said, but women should do it, and basically the point is very logical that this suda, which is a bestowing kindness and closeness, so it's proper that men should do it for men and women should do it for women to keep the proper boundaries between men and women. Now let's continue with Sif Hay. Nikbar Meis Balayla. If the person was buried at night, Imreitz Alecha Balayla, if he wants to eat that night, Asa Alecha Mishalai, he should not eat his own food, the mourner, Elam Avrin Asai, but we give them food. V'im Ein Imreitz Alecha Balayla, now, what about the next, now they don't want to eat that night, so that night passes, what about the next morning? Asa Alecha B'yayim Suda Rishana Mishalai, that they're not permitted to eat the first meal of the day, from their own food, because the day goes after the night before it, and still the first day. So basically the concept over here is that when it comes to the halachas, the laws of this suit, of this meal, that it follows the general laws we have in halacha, that the day follows the night before it, and therefore if the deceased person was buried at night, and they did not partake in a suda havra, in the suda from that other people give him, then they're obligated to do so during the day. Whereas if the deceased would have been buried, say, in the afternoon, a few hours later, they would be able to eat their own food because it would be already the next day. Sivvav. Im nikbar hameis be'erev Shabbos, if the deceased was buried on Erev Shabbos on Friday, miteisha shoyis l'mala, already into the afternoon, shows also likpoya suda, that one's not allowed to sit down and have an official meal. So, interesting situation. So, there's not enough time before Shabbos to be able to have a proper meal. Also, look by a suda. Ain ma'avrin I say mifnik for Shabbos. We don't make the suda. V'lo yechol klum ad halayla, and it should not eat anything until the night. Now, this is a little bit interesting because it would seem that a snack or something like that, either they could eat their own or if someone else gives it to them, I don't see why they shouldn't be able to eat it. It seems that if they're going to have a whole official meal, if that's the way it was done, they shouldn't do it. So I'm not sure why the Kitzur here says that they shouldn't eat until night. It would seem as long as the food is from someone else, it's okay. But this is what the Kitzur says. Let's continue with Sif Zayin. Ma'avrin al Shmuel Kraiva. We do a Suda Savra when the person finds out about that the relative died within a short amount of time. Now what happens if more than 30 days after the person passed away, they find out that the person passed away. So then, as we mentioned other places, we see in the following siman that the mourning is not so strong, so therefore there's no obligation of making this suda. Shama Shmuel Kreva B'Shabbos. Now what happens if a person finds out that the deceased passed away on Shabbos, meaning to say, and they're already buried, because normally if you find out that the person passed away on Shabbos, but the burial's after Shabbos, so then you're still going to have the obligation because it begins at the time of burial. But in this situation, they found out that a couple days ago, their relative passed away and was buried already. So now, really, they should have the Sudas Havra right then and there. But since it's Shabbos, they cannot. So there's no mourning on Shabbos, therefore you can eat his own food. Now, the day afterwards, where the Shiva is going to begin, that day, they do not have to have a Suda Savra, they don't have a Suda. Because it was pushed off from the day he heard. So basically the idea is this prohibition and obligation to have the Suda Havra is only on the actual day of the interment or the day when the person found out about it, if it's within 30 days. But if it's already the next day, for whatever reason, even if because the day he heard was Shabbos, then there would be no obligation to make this Suda. The Kitzur continues with this idea in Siv Ches. What happens if a relative passed away and relative is buried on Yontif? So on Yontif, we don't provide the Suda because, again, it's a form of mourning and we don't mourn on Yontif. We go on the Achra Yontif, and even after Yontif is passed, we do not have the Suda, because Halacha is, once it's pushed off, we don't make the Suda then. Well, Nikbar be a Chol HaMoed, but what happens if the burial is on Chol HaMoed in the intermediary days between the first and second days of Pesach or Sukkot? Ma'avon Nisoy, that we do make it. Elisha Oichel Yoshev al Safsal, it's a Shulchan Kedarkoi, but the person doesn't sit on low like a mourner because Ki Ein Avelus B'Chol HaMoed, because there is no mourning on Chol HaMoed. So it's sort of an interesting thing we have over here, that even though the laws of mourning of Avelos do not apply on Chol HaMoed, so this person is going to begin the Shiva after Chol HaMoed, but as far as the Zuzas Havra, that does take place on Chol HaMoed, but the person should not do it in a way that shows mourning. Now there are a few important points that have to do with this Suda that are not brought here in the Kitzur, that I'd like to mention, that are brought in other Sfarim, the Nitik Gavriel, and other Sfarim on Avelus. One of them is that after the mourner has the first part of the Suda Tavro, which will be the round roll and the eggs and the round items, could they eat their own food? So the custom seems to be to do so. However, it seems that it will be proper to be stringent. This is again a discussion if the whole Suda has to be theirs from others or even just the beginning of it. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that the custom is that the neighbors just bring the bread and the eggs, but the other things they do not bring, which would seem again to be that the custom was not to be stringent on this point. Now they bring from the Tshuva Meshiv Dabra, from the Netziv of Alajan, a nice question, that what about food that's hefker, that's for anybody? Is you have to eat that? So the Netziv writes that because the reason why we do the Suda is that other people should care for him, so it doesn't help if the food is for anybody, so therefore it should actually belong to someone else, not just hefker, not just free for anybody to take. Another interesting custom is that the egg should be peeled by the people making the Suda, that the Avil, that the mourner, should not peel the eggs himself, because it looks like he's like overly famished, which is not respectable. Also, we know that generally speaking, we don't pass bread into the hand on Shabbos. Many people are careful that they put it on a plate and pass it around. The reason is because the way of a mourner is to get the bread into their hand. So therefore, the custom is at the Suda Havra that the neighbors give the bread into the hand of the mourner. Now, it seems from the Shulchan Aruch that it's not an obligation to have the meal. They didn't put it on the person an obligation to have the meal per se, but the obligation that he shouldn't eat his own food. So therefore, if the person decides that they don't want to accept from other people, then they would be allowed to. It's sort of interesting because even though the reason is we want him to eat, but it seems that the structure of the way they made this idea was just a prohibition of eating your own food, not an obligation to eat others' food. Now, regarding zimun, right, benching together other people, so the halacha is that they're not supposed to be part of a quorum of 10. However, three people, it is brought that they do have zimun, but we try to avoid it. So therefore, l'chadchila, if there's three mourners or three people eating together, when they just try to eat in separate places, that it shouldn't have zimun. If the people don't want to have zimun, then they're allowed to do it, but again, it's recommended that they shouldn't come to that. Now, also, the Sudas Havra should not be a whole communal gathering. It should be more private, because again, it's not supposed to look like a Suda Mereyas, it's not supposed to look like a party, which is something that an Ava will be prohibited in attending. Now, for an individual that there's not an obligation to sit Shiva for, like a child that did not live for 30 days, or one who took their own life, there's not an obligation to have the Suda as well. Now, this sort of concludes the laws of the Sudas Havra. I'd just like to end with a very nice halacha, which is that a Suda of a chassan, of a Sheva Brachas, let's say, is more chashuv, it's more important than the Suda of a mourner. However, if they have food for both, then it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, they should give to the mourner first for a very logical reason, because the mourner cannot eat his own food, whereas the chassan could eat his own food. So the chassan's not hungry because he could eat his own food, whereas the mourner is. And I think this just underscores the importance that we see brought over here, that of the neighbors to be caring and considerate, and if someone does become an avil, that they should make sure to prepare for them all everything that they need, that they shouldn't have to go hungry. And also to show that warmth, that they care about the avil, to help him deal with his loss. Now, there's just one final halacha in the siman that doesn't have to do with the Shudas Havra per se. And a siftes, hayunoyagim l'sanois b'yamisis tamal chacham. There's a custom to fast on the day on the yard site when a great tamal chacham passed away. And I guess it's brought in the siman because we're talking about not eating before the Shudas is given. So perhaps it has some sort of connection that it has to do with not eating. So there's a custom not to eat, to fast on the day that a great Talmud Chacham passed away.